Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, April 15th.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. If someone is living under a rock and they don't know what April 15th is, I'm not going to tell you. Google it.
Wait.
It means tax day.
Oh.
Oh, you forgot, right? And I've been talking about it every day. But I know you can subconsciously want to forget about it, right?
No, yes.
So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. I enjoyed my first Passover experience last night.
You did? You went to a Seder, huh?
Yeah, it was not what I expected.
No?
Well, I just
didn't. What did you expect?
I don't know.
I wonder.
And I get, but you told me a little bit about the reading.
Right.
But I was like, whoa. Yeah. And they made me read part of it. And
really?
I was like, ah.
In English, though, right?
Yeah, in English.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not in Hebrew.
But it was cool, like dipping the
the matzah.
I don't even know what it, yeah, in the water, yeah, and then all the different things.
The bitter
things.
Herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was
it
fun.
Is. It's sort of like to recreate the Exodus from Egypt and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
way
I learned
back
all
when.
About. Yeah,
yeah.
About
so,
that.
So it's a big holiday because it symbolizes freedom and stuff from mm-hmm. slavery and that so and oppression. So that's why it's such a big holiday. And if you noticed, you were probably offered a lot of wine too, right?
Yes, it's yeah. really good wine.
Really,
so tasty.
You're lucky because sometimes people serve the worst wine. You
oh
know?
No, this was really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many people were there? Was it a big one?
It was about 20.
Oh wow! So it's a big one.
Yeah, and we were all around a big table.
Sounds
and
good.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Wow.
Really fun, and the food was really good. I
really?
Commented on your photo. I can't
yeah,
pronounce
I saw
that.
That.
What is that?
Oh, this was a gefilte fish.
It's so good. I think one of the only people at the table that liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I literally like any food.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
true.
All food. But it was,
well,
I
yeah,
really liked it.
If you like food, then yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I would just look at it and I wouldn't want to touch it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I grew up and stuff and tasted it. And you put the horseradish on it. I don't know if you guys had horseradish. You're supposed to, but at any rate, it's kind of purplish
yeah.
or, yeah, sometimes
yeah.
it can be mm-hmm. white too. But you put that on there and it's a lot more easy to swallow.
I really liked it.
Good.
I really liked it. And all the different things at dinner, I don't know what we had.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was eating, but it was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so if you're an observant Jew, you don't eat any bread or bread products for like 7 days, you know.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so but I'm not observant, so I'm gonna continue eating bread, but instead of the bread you eat the matzah, you know, which
yeah, that was a different taste.
Yeah.
That was probably my least favorite thing.
Yeah. So imagine you'd have to eat that instead of bread for a week, you know.
Yeah, because it just didn't have that much taste to it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't
yeah.
have a lot of taste mm-hmm. because it's supposed again to symbolize that they didn't have time to make bread.
But I liked the dip, what you dip in.
The sweet one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah, I know. And you know what's interesting is every background of Jewish culture has a different one. They make it differently.
Oh, really?
So they have different tastes. Some people make them from apple. Some people make it from dates and
oh,
things
cool.
like that. Yeah, so
they were having a big conversation about how to make matzo ball soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Yes, we
yeah.
did, but the conversation went way over my head. I was
really?
Like, I don't really, and I guess I might be cooking it at some point, but probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe, but but that went over my head.
Yeah.
But they were comparing how they make the balls.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what.
Yeah,
matzo
ball.
Matzo
right.
balls.
Yeah,
okay.
They take that matzo that you don't like and they break it down and they make it into balls. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You see, but when it's in the soup, it has a lot more flavor.
Yeah, yeah. It was very good soup.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good. So, was this here in the valley that you
mm-hmm.
went? Awesome.
Yeah, it was in Encino. Yeah,
oh,
it was
great.
A nice. nice night. And yeah. I had a couple glasses of wine, so it was okay. I'm only two minutes away. So
yeah, I know. I had like barely half a glass of wine, and I just got so tired because I'm not really a booze person, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just it was so hard for me to get up this morning. I can't even tell you. And this is like, you know, I mean, the 4 hour night sleeps uh-huh. have been accumulating, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about sleep in just a minute. We have a very fascinating guest, and we can talk about that, and maybe it'll give me some insight and stuff into how much I need to sleep.
Yeah, you know, because definitely.
I'm not sleeping enough. You know? But that's the price of being an entrepreneur and you know, and being into what you do so much. You
yeah,
know? So
for
you
sure.
don't mind it, you know.
Definitely. And often at night is when you're laying in bed thinking and just looking at the ceiling is when thoughts come to you about
That's
different
true.
Things.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can work without distraction and everything. And I must admit, though, that when a person's on a computer, or at least me, when I'm a computer, it's hard for me to pry myself away from it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like I'm there and I'm like, one more thing, one more thing, one more thing, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I keep, you know? I just click and click, especially something like Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly clicking onto the next person profile, and I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And I'm just looking at different people's profiles. Like,
that's true, huh?
I usually have way better things to do with my time.
I know. I look like a news feeds and stuff, but I can't even begin to think of whose profile I'd start looking at first, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess sometimes you see somebody and you go, oh, what have they been doing lately?
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends on Facebook?
Yeah, and like I have people from England too.
Right, but it's mainly people you know. It's not just
yeah.
people you don't
no,
know.
No, yeah, yeah, definitely. But it's people that I've grown up with that now, I mean, I haven't seen them for 10 years, so now right. I want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Being nosy.
Yeah, when you know them, you know. I mean, for me, I just, you know, for the exposure of the show and everything in the station, I make myself public, you know. So I have a lot of friends on Facebook. Many of them I don't really know personally,
yeah.
you know. But you still have to read their posts and stuff, you know. So it's just, there's no time left for the people you know to look at it. But but Facebook is amazing, you know. I mean, the world is never going to go back to what it was, you mm-hmm. know.
I like Twitter, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You get into it?
And Instagram.
Yeah.
I like social media. Period.
I guess. Well, that's good. That's what these times are all about now. You
exactly.
Know,
and especially
media.
Being a journalist, you have to be mm-hmm. able to excel your social media. That's
right.
What you have to, people want to follow you. You have to be able to deliver what they want to look at.
Yeah, you got to be out there, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about this. I guess this men were arrested in Pakistan for cannibalism, you know. And I realize I don't want to talk about that. What about the blood moon? Did you see that last night?
Okay,
there
no,
was supposed
I
to be a red moon.
Yeah, and well, it was the eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be a red moon.
Right.
No, I didn't see it. I was
know,
asleep,
I didn't either.
Of course.
I forgot about it, and by the time somebody said something on Facebook, it was like 11:15, 11:30.
I was going to say, yeah.
And, you know, often I can see the moon from my balcony and stuff, but this time it was on the other side, so I couldn't really see it.
Oh.
And I'm like, I was in my PJs already. I said, I'll be damned if I'm going to go up to the roof or downstairs. You
and
know?
Then by the time that someone's posted a photo on Facebook, uh-huh. it's over anyway.
Exactly.
So then it's like, well, I guess I missed it. But I read some articles that said it was on the 14th and some that said it was on the 15th.
Mm.
But I guess yeah. it was last night.
It was last night, yeah. Well, maybe it'll happen again. I don't think
maybe.
So, though. These things don't happen that way. You know? Well, great. Well, so we're going to have Passover, I guess, and Easter's coming up this
yeah,
Sunday
Easter
and stuff.
This weekend.
So, and you know why they're close together? It's not a coincidence. Because the Last Supper was actually a Seder like you attended.
I learned this last night.
Did you?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, you know, because, Jesus was more Jewish than anybody, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. That's so, I learned that. I was,
yeah.
It was, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's not
you know,
what I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to our guest who's sitting here patiently, and we're going to add him to the show. We have his website up here, and we have Mike Lindell. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Yeah. And Mike is recognizable to me because I've seen your picture a million times in advertising. And I was telling you before, USA Today, maybe Wall Street Journal, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But you're all over the place.
Yeah, I've got infomercials, and that's where most people have seen me. We were I'm in Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, USA Today. Yeah, we've really done a lot of media. Yeah.
So this is not like a small thing you're involved in. I mean, you made it pretty big.
Right. You know, I started out years ago. I had a problem with sleep. You know, you were talking earlier, and I was 16 years old, and I actually went out and spent my whole paycheck on a pillow. Who does that at 16 years old?
Wow.
And it didn't work.
Right. Now, what was wrong with your pillow before that?
The pillows go flat, and I would wake up in the morning, I'd have neck pain. I'd have headaches, and my arm would be asleep, or I would be just flip-flopping all night, or not being able to get to sleep fast, and not getting that deep sleep that a person needs.
Right, and especially down pillows, right?
There's nothing worse than a down pillow.
Right. What's a down pillow?
Down is just it's basically just air. It's not even the feathers.
They don't have feathers anymore.
It's pure down, so it's just air. You put your hand on it, and it feels good right away, but it goes flat, and then you're readjusting, waking up, and all night long, and. And it's I've said it on my infomercial and through my studies, there's nothing worse.
I think I have one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Well, you're going to get a new one today. Yeah. You're going to get a MyPillow today. You'll be sleeping right. But what I did then is, you know, years later, because I was always an entrepreneur, I was into different things, and then I seen there was such a need for me personally to get a pillow that I was seeing a chiropractor 3 days later. I'd be right back seeing him again, and I was still having all these issues. And then along came other issues as I got older with, snoring, and I'd have insomnia and anxieties, all these different problems. And I found out it's pretty universal. So I thought, you know, if there was such a device that would keep your neck straight for you, during the night, because that's why people wake up. It's like you're bending your neck, and you have all these sleep interruptions. If there was something you could mold it to fit you, and it would hold there, it would solve all these problems. And that's what I did. And I set out to create the world's best pillow. It took 2 years and all my money and a lot of heartache and a lot of I mortgaged my house. I did basically. I was all in . And I struggled for about 4 or 5 years doing shows and fairs across the country by myself, making the pillows at night, my family and I. And then we got our big break in 2011, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you were born in the Midwest.
Yeah, I was born in the Midwest, and I still do all my manufacturing there. I do everything. We do it all. The Minneapolis Star and Tribune did a big article on me in the paper, and just on this guy that invented this pillow, this amazing pillow, and things kind of exploded. And then we financed our own. We came up with our own infomercial where I wanted to be on it, just sort of talking, making it real, not making it fake like you watch these infomercials. Like, you know, the phones are lighting up like Christmas trees. I wanted to make it with me on there and a friend of mine and have a real studio audience. Mm-hmm. And we did that with no teleprompter. And we had an amazing guy that came in to help us. His company came in and helped us do it, and we did it in one day. And I went from 10 employees to 540 days.
Wow.
It was just,
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, you got to slow down because we're going to be out of things to talk in 5 minutes.
Oh, I got
but this is a good overview of the pillow.
Yeah, it's kind of
everything.
An overview right there for you. Yeah.
So we're talking to Mike Lindell. The website is mypillow.com. And this seems fascinating. And I was, you know, when Todd wrote me about this, I thought, I want to have Mike in here. And as I said, I've seen you before and everything. And it's funny because it's not like I haven't noticed it before, you know, before you were coming on the show and stuff. I noticed it all the time, you know, and I thought, I wonder what this is, but I never gave it a second thought and stuff because I don't have a problem with sleeping anymore. But I got to tell you that it has, I think, everything to do with the pillow, you know. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the down pillows and everything. You find you have to bunch it, you know, up under your yeah. neck and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. you'll get the right support.
Right.
And so from those neck pains, I realized that I'm actually like supporting my whole body with my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, exactly. And that's why it's happening, right?
It's like, Ben, you have 8 cervical nerves in your neck, and when you bend them, your cervical nervous system has to relax before your muscles can relax and your heartbeat slows to get into that deep REM sleep and delta sleep you need. When you say you're sleeping okay, if you were watching yourself on a monitor and you get a short period of sleep, like 4 hours you were talking earlier, you need the deep sleep. And, yeah. and you might not be coming fully conscious, but you need that deep REM and delta sleep. And then you're going to feel refreshed, even with smaller, you know, with the smaller 4 hours of sleep you're getting.
Right,
you know?
Right.
People don't realize what you're missing until you get, you know, until you start getting that good sleep, because sleep's the most important thing to your health there is.
Right, yeah, right.
Absolutely.
I have to agree, you know, and yeah. you got to get plenty of it, you know, yes. because then, and they say that you can never catch up, you know, when you don't sleep a lot.
Well, that's an old wives' tale.
Is it really?
You start, your body needs, it does all its rejuvenating. When you go into REM sleep, your brain like recalibrates, like what to leave in, what to leave out. Uh-huh. And then when you get in delta sleep, it's your body's healing itself. And there's 2 different sleep phases, and you need to keep your neck straight at night. That's why people use their arm and everything with all these pillows out there that go flat.
Right.
And you flip flop all night long. And you know, you were saying before that you stare at the ceiling and stuff, and you get all these anxieties and your thoughts go through. Well, you know, these problems are solved with, you know, with a MyPillow, because you move my patented pillow. I got a patent on it too, so that I can always make it. I mean, the big pillow companies came to me at one time and wanted to, they didn't want it on the market the last 10 years, and it actually works. So you're not going to be buying another pillow, you know, and you're not going to be buying them over and over. It's people out there. It's an endless search, you know. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And what about the people that put like 4 or 5 pillows and they sleep on that, you know? It totally looks uncomfortable.
Right, right. They're just trying, you know, they're seeing the future that during the night those pillows are going to go flat and end up having one hard pillow. That's the nice thing about my pillow is no matter what your size is, no matter whether you sleep side, stomach, or back, because you can move the interlocking fill that's on the inside of the pillow, my patented fill, wherever you set it for your own height, it'll hold there for you, exactly for you as an individual.
Wow.
So it's like when you were talking about down pillows earlier, mm-hmm. imagine a down pillow that you could move it and it wouldn't collapse. You know, what if, you know, when you first go to bed and you get all comfy and all of a sudden 5 minutes later, you're going, I'm not comfortable. Well, that's because your pillow went flat.
So you brought a couple of them. Why don't you open one up and show us how, you know, what we're talking about and stuff.
Okay.
It's very interesting. Because so you can adjust the height of it as well.
Yeah, these.
Just open one for now. They come in a nice package, rolled up.
They're rolled up for easy shipping, and then once you get them, you're always going to want to take them with you on a trip. So I made them so they can compact down, and the nice thing is, you know, with the 10-year warranty, my pillow. When I invented this pillow, I didn't want it just to last, you know, 3 months like other pillows, or 3 to 6 months and go flat. I want my pillow's warranty 10 years not to go flat, and you can throw it in the washer and dryer.
Really?
And
it doesn't ruin it or anything.
So as you see, wherever I move this, I'll do it over here with you.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a traditional pillow for the most part.
It looks like a traditional. Now put your hand there. You see how that holds?
Does hold.
Yeah, it holds. So wherever I move it, what I'm doing here, if you can't see, I'm bunching up the pillow. Yeah. And now it takes 6 pounds of pressure to hold that in position. So imagine your head there.
Yeah.
Now if I wanted to make it thinner, now put your hand there. You see how that holds?
Yeah.
Right.
Wherever you set your height. We've all dealt with those curved pillows, those memory foams that get hot. And they're a good concept if everybody had the same necks, but we all have different necks.
Mm-hmm.
Here I'm making my own curve. You see that?
Uh-huh.
That will give you support on the, you know, where your C1 and 2 is in your neck. And you get that support. And then you have people that have snoring issues and sleep apnea and all these issues, you get this good deep sleep, you know, REM sleep, And, you know, a lot of these things that my testimonials I've gotten that are just, if you go to my website, it's, you can punch in any of these things and click on them. And it just tells amazing stories of how it's helped so many people.
Wow. So now, so any way that you shape it, it stays like that right. for the night.
Any way you shape it, it'll stay like that.
Wow.
And so most people wake up in the same position you went to bed in because you're, right. you go into that deep sleep faster and you stay there longer. And, you know, you're not, the only reason you flip-flop is you're not comfortable.
Right.
And it all comes down to your neck to keeping that neck straight. And people say, oh, that's not true. Yes, it is. Mm. When you, most people that sleep on down pillows end up using their arm, and their arm's asleep mm-hmm. in the morning,
support.
And
yeah.
Their neck is sore. The nights that your neck is sore means you got deep sleep, but your body finally said, you know what? I'm going to suffer the consequences. I'm going to go into that deep sleep, but I know I'm going to have a sore neck.
Yeah, you know? Wow. So, I mean, you became interested in this like at 16, did you say? I mean,
yeah,
at that
well,
point
I didn't
you
know,
were
you know,
aware of it.
That, yeah, that was, I was aware that the pillows were a problem. And there, and over my lifetime, you know, they, I tried everything. And there's a lot of listeners out there. When I've talked to people all the time, you know, they've all had the same search that I have. The next best pillow comes on the market, and they're just trying to sell you pillows that don't. There were it's comfortable. Well, why is it comfortable? You know, I kind of reverse engineered the pillow and found out what the problems were and how to solve the problems.
Wow.
I just think it's interesting. I was 16 and I still had, you know, thinking about it back then, and I didn't think of pillows again until I was, you know, years and years later. I had kind of given up, going, you know what, I'm just doing. To have, you know, yeah. there's nothing good out there.
Yeah.
You said that you built these with your family.
Right.
You created
yeah.
them. How did you do that? Like, well, how did you find out what?
What I did is I was actually seeing a chiropractor, and every 3 or 4 days I was giving him a $100 bill, and he would, I'd feel good when I left his office, but then I would have nothing would maintain that. After sleeping one or two nights, I would be right back to where I started from. So whatever he did, it wouldn't hold. And I asked him, I said, how come they don't make a pillow that you could move it around and it would hold exactly for me, but yet be soft? And he goes, there's nothing out there and that he knew of. And so I made one out of my own necessity. I made one with some, I tried different fills. I actually tried different foams, 94 different kinds of foam.
Wow.
Where did you get those from?
I got it from a fabricator and nothing worked. We would tear foam on our deck day and night. And then I was all in. I was bound and determined to create the world's, you know, have everything in a pillow that I needed. Once I got something that worked, then I didn't have the machines that made the fill. Uh-huh. So, you know, it was a lot of blockades but I didn't give up. And I wanted to be able to walk down the streets of America and say, what would you like in a pillow? And whatever came out of that person's mouth, my pillow would have. Like, yeah. I want it to stay cool. My pillow does that. I want it to be able to wash and dry it. My pillow does that. I want it to be able to conform to me but yet be soft. My pillow does that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I want it to have value. A 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Big pillow company said, you will go broke. Everybody, yeah. Nobody likes pillows out there. They're all, everybody's, it's an endless search. And I said, well, if I want to get people that they've been so burned on pillows, I want them to have that confidence. And
yeah.
And it's worked. You know, they were wrong. They were wrong.
Very cool. Well, because you filled the need, you know,
right.
and that's
yeah.
the thing.
And
you were asking people what they're looking for. And,
right.
And that's what they have. And that's right. how you succeed.
Right. I went, you know, when I first started, I went to shows. I can't say enough of an entrepreneur out there with a product and wonders, where do I bring it? You don't just walk into, I was turned down at QVC, Bed Bath & Beyond, all these places.
Really?
And now I'm on, you know, now I'm in both. I'm in, you know, everywhere. But back then, you have to, it's kind of, we call it the trenches. You got to do shows, home shows, fairs, craft shows, and you bring it there. And the nice thing is you get to hear right from the people if they like it or not.
Right.
That's true.
And you get to hear their problems. And I'm going, you know, by the time I got to that point, I was pretty much, my product hasn't changed basically from the day one that I sold the first one. Just a
really?
Few tweaks, but it was,
uh-huh.
I didn't want to do it you know, halfway.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted it to be the best right out of the gate.
So you got it right the first time.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
And it was very, I feel very blessed in it, you know, that I, you know, the ideas would come to me and, you know, a lot of times I'd pray and I'd get an idea, you know.
But yeah, but it's more than just being fortunate. I mean, you acted on it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And that's the difference, you know. Action is what it's all about, and you created something out of nothing, you know. So... So you said it took you how long to find the right material?
It was, I worked on this total of 2 years. The first thing I actually came up with was the logo, MyPillow. Back then, I was probably one of the first Mys. It was such a generic term, MyPillow. And, you know, now Mys are everywhere. You know,
right.
You got My This and My That and MySpace and My whatever.
Yeah, so you were able to find the name?
I had the name. And back then, this was in like 2004, it sounded kind of, but I always say to my kids, where's my pillow? So I, you know, I just thought, what a cool name if that would be.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I worked on the trademark myself. And then I actually had the trademark. And I ordered plastic bags with the logo on it before I even had the product done. Because I knew I was going to get there. They're going, are you crazy? Why would you make the packaging before you even have your product?
Yeah.
But it really, you know, and it took 2 years. It took, and I would just get so close, but it wouldn't be good enough for me. I wanted to make it non-allergenic. I wanted to make it have no smell to it. You know, everything I wanted and everything I asked other people, I wanted it to have everything, not leave one out and, or
Sorry. Sorry.
And very thorough. I wanted it to be the best product ever made, not just the best pillow ever made.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And so obviously, I mean, the bottom line is the filling, right, of the pillow.
Right.
So now that material you were looking for that didn't exist. I mean, is this being made for you, or did you find something that's already out there?
They made it for me, and then I made it. It's special sizes. You know, to get a patent on a pillow nowadays, people told me I was crazy at the beginning. I was told by my friends, family, they're going, okay. You know, a lot of them would go look at me and go, okay, that sounds really good, Mike. You know, and they'd wake you up. And it was, I would go back to the manufacturer and I'd say, you know, of the fill, and I'd say, you know what, here's what I want. Is there something out there like this that would do? At one time I had it where you could push them together and it would hold, but I couldn't get them apart. So I said, well, is there something out there? I kept asking the questions to them, and then they would come up with, give me some answers back. But as far as the machine that actually I did, there's special size pieces in there that interlock together. That was the hardest part, getting a machine that would make those sizes. And I actually had a friend of mine, it was an acquaintance of mine, to tell me about this farmer who was in Minnesota that was he was also a genius when it came to he had like 17 other patents, you know, and he helped me divide, you know, make the machine that actually makes that. There were so many parts. And when you say just the interior, the fabric too, that had to last, you know, that had to not only keep the pillow cool, I wanted it to breathe, but I wanted it also to be non-allergenic and antimicrobial and all these things. I wanted to be able to wash and dry it and withstand. I went to a Permacore thread. I said, well, what's the best thread I can buy that'll last through hundreds of washing and dryings? And, and they'd bring that in, you know. So I didn't leave out any part. I didn't go, well, I can save this money. And which it almost put me, you know, in the beginning, I just wanted to sell the pillow, and it cost me so much to make the beginning ones because I didn't know what I was doing with product cost, you know.
And probably the hardest thing is what you mentioned about friends and family telling you, oh, it can't be done, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what entrepreneurs have to remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Usually it's exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. If people can't see what you're doing, it's probably a good thing because nobody's thought about it before.
Right, right. They just couldn't believe it. I mean, so, not all friends of my family, but a lot of my prototypes in the beginning, I thought more is better, so I packed them so full that they didn't even work. They were real hard and heavy, and everyone's going, and I give it to them, and they would, you know, I'm finding out now, years later, they'd walk away, back when you gave me that, we gave it to the dog. It was so hard, you know.
But they wouldn't tell you.
They wouldn't tell me. Finally, a friend of mine that just says it like it is, he said, that's the worst thing I ever slept on in my life. And I'm going, and I was almost in tears. I go, what? You know, he goes, it's too hard. And I'm going, yeah, it is. Well, then you know, I wanted to give people, I thought more is better. Well, it wasn't. Then that's one thing I changed throughout the next year when I was dealing with people. Everybody's different sizes. So we actually have on my website different size lofts. Means some of them will have more of my patented fill than others. Like I'm bigger than you. I have bigger shoulders.
Uh-huh.
So I will need more of this than you would. The pillow that I'm going to give you today has a little less, you know, less of the fill because you're going to be, you know.
Oh, wow. So you choose when you buy the pillow,
right.
How many... And does that also go in with if you prefer harder pillows or softer pillows?
Right, exactly. When they say my pillows are all soft, but it's how much support there is. Okay, so how much my patented fill. So when you say I never liked the word hard, but if you're used to sleeping on a hard pillow, it means you want more loft, and you're sleeping on down. You need a thinner pillow. Your body is used to that, even though it's bad for you, and it's like training wheels. You're going to get this pillow. You're going to go, whoa, this is great, and then you're going to keep using more and more of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And what I learned is, you know, then I started, you know, tweaking that, and now if they go to my website, it'll ask you some questions, you know, how tall are you and stuff like that, and you can simplify and just use your t-shirt size, and it takes you right to the end, tells you exactly what pillow you need for you.
Wow.
And
that's interesting.
It's absolutely amazing.
You're a great marketer. I mean, did you ever realize that you are? I mean, because, I mean, I can see why you're doing infomercials. I mean, you can talk for hours.
Well, let me tell you, I was an addict. I was a drug addict, and I quit everything in January 16th of 2009 and never looked back. And by the grace of God, and I was so afraid of public speaking or of talking with more than two people because I had always had, you know, a crutch, you know, to carry me through. And then I started, you know, I had to force myself to do my shows at fairs and stuff and craft shows, and I got used to it and more used to it. And then when I did that infomercial, I've never been so scared in my life. I'm so passionate about the product, I think it overtook my fears.
Yeah.
And now,
right.
And now it's people tell me it's my calling. You know, I've got to.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm going, whoa, I didn't even know that.
I mean, you became aware of it at 16, you know?
So. But I mean, as far as speaking, you know, I mean, I would have never imagined me being the front person of my brand, you know, out there. I would have just imagined, you know, I'm in the background and they're doing, you know, you go talk to him.
Well, even on your logo, by the way, it's very inviting, because it's bubbly, the letters are bubbly, but even on the website you're cuddling a pillow.
Yeah.
And people, you know, when I first did those ads, we wrote those ads myself, those like in the USA Today and stuff, and back in the day, and when that article came out in the Tribune, I thought, you know, what if I just told my story in a paper and didn't even, you know. People like to hear that. They like to hear successes, and they like to hear, like, I'm just one of them that was that filled a need.
Definitely.
And I'm not a big company, a huge company. I've grown now. Like I said, we've sold over 4 million pillows, and it's but it's it just amazes me that they, you know, I had people, you know, big companies call me from New York and say, that'll never work. That'll never work. These ads that I wrote. Did you write that yourself? We can do so much better. I'm going, yeah, I did. You know, I really like wasting money. You know, And but I just realized what I'd want to hear, what I would like to read, what I'd like to see. And I watched hundreds of infomercials and advertisements on TV, and I'm going, you know, if I'm watching them, I'm just not believing it because it's all cookie cutter. You know, they got an audience going, yay, you know, clack, you know, a sign that says applause, you know, and I wanted to make it real. And if it failed, it failed. But at least I did it the way I had envisioned it. And, you know, we became the number one infomercial in the world in 1 month after that aired.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
What does that mean as far as viewership?
Viewership and really? The money. You know, I think it's viewership and the amount of the media that we were able to buy.
Mm.
You can only buy so much media. Then you start wasting money. You know, infomercials are very. Most of them fail, and
really?
And there was a time you couldn't turn the channel without seeing my pillow, and it created all sorts of problems. I had to, you know, we were answering phones, and then I had to go make my own call center, because I didn't want anybody else taking my call. I wanted them to get good customer service too. I believe that was the other part of the equation, that I wanted every single person to be happy, not just, if one's left out, I feel I failed, you know?
Wow.
And because I figured that word of mouth was my best advertising.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why you succeeded, because not many people think that if one person doesn't like it, they failed. A lot of people, it's like, well, the majority like it, so that's okay.
You're exactly right, and that's not my attitude. My attitude is, if even to this day, if one person, you know, we've got an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. We were the most hit site, I think we still are, a checked-out company in the country all the time. And I am so proud of that A-plus rating. And any time somebody would call in, and if they would... we would even track that, or track any complaint on anywhere. Like if I see I have people looking on the internet. If they see something that says they had a problem with MyPillow that they didn't tell us about, we reach out to them. How many companies do that?
Yeah. You know?
Because true. I just want everybody to have what I had, which was a great night's sleep. And you know, this, I think one of the problems in this country is sleep deprivation, because it causes so many problems. You know,
that's true.
And from your pillow, have you got rid of insomnia and back pain and neck pain?
If you go on my site, now I can't claim to be a medical device, because we haven't finished all of our clinical studies and all this stuff that they tell you hoops you have to jump through. But if you go on my website, you will find thousands, not hundreds, thousands. There was a time where I was getting one out of every five person was writing me thanking me, coming up and hugging me, and you know, that it solved all these things that I couldn't even believe, you know, like that it helped with snoring, sleep apnea, restless leg, migraines, insomnia, headaches, all these different things. And it's just, and I was kind of in disbelief back then. I go, wow, I mean, I'm changing the world here, you know.
Wow,
it's,
yeah.
And I feel so blessed to be able, that's why I feel it's a, you know, I was just blessed to get this product today. You know, I believe God had a big part of this, because I'm going, this is a miracle to me, you know.
Yeah.
I told the story yesterday. I was speaking at the vets hospital, and I told the story about the veterans that I had given pillows to from Iraq in a little show in Omaha, Nebraska. And they told me about the worst insomnia and anxieties in the world when they're coming home, you know, 'cause they stare at the ceiling and they can't get, their body can't relax, you know, because of all this stress. And I gave them all pillows, and they came back the next day, and two of them were actually crying. They were all going, this is a miracle, you know, and they all got to sleep right away, and they slept through the night, and for the first time ever. And it's stories like that that really keep me going, that I'm never going to sell, you know, I'm never going to make it overseas, and I'm always going to keep my company, and I'm not going to, you know, let it go, you know.
Yeah. So now this feels like a regular pillow when you hold it and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
feel it for a second. It feels like a regular pillow.
Regular pillow, but it's what it does. Now, if you push it together there.
Right, I'm pushing it together. Yeah, I can see that it stays.
Now put your hand pressed down.
Right.
See how that holds?
Yeah. It's not spreading around.
Right. So you're going to get exactly what you need, whether you're side, back, or stomach. You know, the pillow industry, you know, you go to the department store and you see the pillows, and it's all about the packaging. They make it so beautiful, and they spend more money on the packaging than they do on the product.
That's true.
And, you know, then they say side, back, stomach. Well, you look at that and you go, well, what if I sleep on all three, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they just want you to buy more, and then when that one doesn't work, then you put it on that pillow pile. The average American has six pillows per person per household. It's the number one non-disposable product, I believe, in the world that doesn't work.
Wow.
You know, everybody's got them. They're filling up our landfills because, you know, the pillows just keep piling up, and the stuff they're made of doesn't, you know, will sit in our landfills for years, and they just don't work, you know, and they don't give what they're supposed to be designed to do, is give you good, deep sleep.
That's true, yeah. And I'm also thinking, since it feels like a normal pillow, then it wouldn't take any time to get used to it, you know, because I've had like orthopedic pillows and stuff like that. It takes a while to get used to it, you know, because...
The only person that we've found out there that it takes a little bit is the people that have slept on down pillows. They have absolutely... Yeah. Ruined, or not, you know, they've ruined their night's sleep, and their muscles in their neck are so used to sleeping in a terrible position that they, but you can, the nice thing is you can make my pillow real thin on one side and kind of work your way up like baby steps, you know, like training wheels. And then once you get there, that might take a few nights, and that's why I give them 60 days. And usually if somebody calls up and has a problem with the pillow, we will actually talk to them, and it's usually something they've done wrong. wrong. Like we, like with my pillow, you don't need the zipper protector, just 100% cotton pillowcase. Because another thing that takes you out of REM sleep is heat. You're flipping it to the other side of the pillow. A lot of people flip their pillows that you get hot.
Right.
And that'll take you out of that REM sleep. My pillows stay cool. You don't ever have to flip them. And they, or if they maybe, you know, big pillow companies have made pillowcases too small nowadays. I'm not going to name their names, but they, they've cheated the public. And so you squish the pillow in there.
Yeah.
Now you wreck what my pillow does, you know,
right.
You wreck what, you know, because it would be a big hard sausage, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah. And, so usually if somebody calls us, if they do have a problem, I have customer service people on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm right outside of my office. So I want every question answered or every problem answered. And, you know, they'll call back. They'll say, you know what? I had problems with this, with the pillow. It was too high. Maybe they got the wrong loft, you know, and we say, you know what? We exchange it out for them. You know, we work with them. That's why we give them that 60 days. I would rather get, like I say, get that person. And we even say, you know, you can gladly have your money back, but you know, your sleep's so important to you. Is there something else we can try for you? And so if we work with them, I don't remember anybody I've never been able to get happy and smiling.
That's very good. And that's the thing though about especially in American business is this money back guarantee, because it takes away the risk from the customer. You know,
it really does.
Because a customer should not have to take a risk. Right. I think.
Absolutely. And you know, that's two things there that really bugged me back in the day when, you know, I put up that 60-day money-back guarantee, and I was told by pillow companies, you know, that have seen me at shows going, you will go broke because pillows, typically you buy pillows, you're not going to be able to bring them back. Oh, yeah. You've used them.
Yeah.
Well, I used these other things I brought back. You know, right. Why is a pillow different? Because you know why? Because if that was the case, all pillows would be taken back. 80% of them would probably be taken back to stores they have big piles like people have in their behind their couches, you know. And then the other day I was walking in, I went in this store and I bought a cooler. Okay, I bought a cooler, and they wanted to sell me a year warranty on that cooler. And I'm going, if it's a good cooler, why am I buying the warranty?
Right.
You know, I give a 10-year warranty on my pillow, and I stand behind it. And I've been around, you know, there was a fear once that because this was a patented fill, I had to theorize how long it would last. And I was very scared that on the sixth or seventh year, everybody would be going, you know, hey, they're going flat. They're going flat. Well, I've been around now just shy of 10 years, and I've seen pillows that I had way back in 2005, and they're just like they are brand new.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, my theory is they're going to last a lot longer than that. And people out there are saying, ooh, there's got to be a lot of dust mites in them and stuff. They're dust mite resistant, and you can wash and dry them. If people have allergies, you can throw them in the washer and dryer. They dry in an hour, like your favorite blue jeans. And it's, you just, you, there's no, I tell people, well, how do I wash them? And does it, and I said, you know what? You can't wreck them. And if you do, I give you a new pillow. So, you know, the only thing we say is don't wash them on delicate because it doesn't spin the water out of them. You know, it's kind of funny because I see people and they, like a year later after I've sold them a pillow and they're so happy with the pillow. I go, have you washed and dried it yet? Have you washed and dried it? No, I'm afraid to. I love it. And I go, you know what? I'm very proud that I spent that extra, you know, time developing it so you could wash and dry it. Please wash and dry it. And they're going, I really don't want to, you know?
Wow, that's amazing.
But then they do, and it's just amazing.
Just
you know,
the same,
it gets what gets better. And we, you know, if you wash and dry them every 4 or 5 months, they stay healthy, they stay clean, and they stay, and it rejuvenates the fill. I mean, it activates it more. And it's just amazing.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
So you started this 10 years ago. You said in 2004, right?
2005. I started developing in 2004. My first pillow I sold in late 2005.
I see. Okay, yeah. And then you mentioned something about your addiction until 2009?
Right.
Wow. So you were like building all this
while I was addicted, terribly addicted to drugs.
But it's amazing you were able to get this off the ground.
That's the grace of God.
Yeah, I guess. I know what you mean.
I had somebody watching over me to finally get this product out there because I would tell you stories here that there are so many times we were right on the edge of, I had so many things happen to me where people took the manufacturing, my own, a couple of people that were friends of mine took the, copied the pillow. I've been copied on TV.
Wow.
And that's friends, right? People been, that
yeah,
you
yeah,
trust
yeah.
and stuff.
I had a couple
Tell
people,
me about it.
At one time I had to sell some of my, company to, to you know, because I ran out of money, and these guys fired me like Steve Jobs was fired at my own company. Wow. And so, you know, I mean, I've had it all happen to me, and they, you know, they, you know, I got through it all and had, and held on to my company, and today, you know, like I say, I, you know, there's over 500 employees rely on me that to keep everything going, and
that's awesome.
It's really rewarding, and there's and we buy all the materials here in the United States too, so we don't, you know, anything we're that's going out of this country is me shipping out. There's nothing coming the other way.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know, very cool.
Well, the money, and going back to the money back guarantee, when I see that there's a 2-year money back guarantee or 30 days or whatever, right, it makes me believe in the product more, because mm-hmm. the people selling and the owners believe in right. it that much right. that they're willing to give you your money back.
Right. That's and you know, when I first did that, when I first did this, you got to realize I was doing it at my local shows, and I come from, you know, a lot of people knew me, and they would, I'd see them at the shows. If believe me, they would have clobbered me if I didn't get their money back. Yeah. You know, I mean, it just, and I have to walk down the streets of America all the time recognized. And it's, you know, I'm very proud of my customer service. I'm very proud of my company, and very proud of my, that 60-day money back guarantee. Cause it does give them a, you know, they had, I don't think I could have made it this far without that, because especially with the pillow, because people have been so burned by pillows in their mm-hmm. in their lives, and also to break into a market where the big giants own it, it'd be like going into the soda market and trying to compete with, we know, the two big giants, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you're not going to reinvent some pop that's 10 times better than any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I did with the pillow, and that's what, you know, it was really, it's amazing to get this far with everything that could have happened, you know.
Right. Definitely. Now, do you have a family of your own? I mean,
I got four kids, and they, wow. all of them work for the company. My oldest daughter is our graphic designer. She went to school for that, so that worked out great. And
right.
my youngest son works in our shipping department. He's a shipping assistant manager. And then my other son is on the road. We have salespeople still out on the road. We do about 60 shows a weekend around the country. It's one of our legs where we do home shows, state fairs. We're here in California a lot, doing all the fairs here in California. And then we do military bases throughout the country too, oh, all wow. the way up to the Pentagon. We're even in the Pentagon. And they, mm-hmm. and so my other son, he's one of those guys that he never comes home.
Wow, yeah.
And then my other daughter, she kind of goes back and forth with the company. She says she works for a while, then she wants to go to school and come back to work, you know. So
yeah. It's good, yeah. But it's amazing that your kids want to be part of
yeah,
it,
definitely.
Know, and
yeah,
stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And then when I first invented my pillow, I told you the logo, I wrote all these logos, hundreds of logos, like you say when you wake up at night, and I woke up and I'm staring at the ceiling, I go, oh, this, you know, I got it now. And the logo had come. So I wrote my pillow on hundreds of pieces of paper all over the house. And the kids got up and they go, wow, when's dad's gone crazy? And they go, their mother goes, you know, he'll get over this pillow phase. And our factory ended up being right across the street. So I always bring that up to the kids. Get to work. Look at there. I didn't get over it.
Yeah. And she has to eat awards too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know. That's funny. Well, the website is mypillow.com. You guys definitely should check it out, because by now I'm totally intrigued to try this thing.
And you know what I'll do for your listeners too? I've done it when I've been invited on shows like this. If you put in LA Talk Radio, if you put in the promo code or call my company, the number on the website, you can get 25%. I'll give 25% off. That's my biggest discount on everything on
the
website.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. And I see you also have mattresses here, or something related to
mattresses. That's our newest invention I came up with back in January. We launched it, and that's people have probably seen me on TV with that. That's a mattress topper, because most of the technology that I found out was in the top 3 inches of a bed. You can put that on any bed, and it gives you that delta sleep. Where my pillow gives you so good REM, the delta sleep your body needs. People that have back problems, all these, to get into delta sleep, your body needs to be a certain temperature to get into delta sleep. And this topper is made of the same thing as in my pillow. It starts with that on the base of the fill. And then the next piece is, it's called this phase change material, which, will get your body to the right temperature for you. If you're someone else, baby, the right temperature for them. And it's absolutely amazing technology.
Wow.
And then the cover is this tensile cover that's softer than cotton. You can wash and dry that too. And it's an absolutely amazing, amazing product.
Great. Now, wow. If people want to go to the shows and check it out, are you going to be in town for a while? Is there a show you're...
If you want to really get hands-on of what's going on, you can go to MyPillow and go, I think the link is where to buy?
Places to buy.
Places to buy. You
right.
click on there and you put in your zip code and it'll show you where we're going to be at within that many miles of your zip code. So if you're... I know we always have shows going in the LA area here.
Right. But I can see you're going to be in Minnesota and Iowa.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we're all over. But if you look in there, if you put in the zip code.
The zip code, okay.
Wow.
I think it's the
gotcha.
Zip code.
Yeah, right here. And then it'll say the. Then you put in how far.
Yeah, you put in California or whatever, and it'll show you where we're at in California. And this is where my son's based out here too. So if anyone ever wants to say hi to him, give him a hard time.
Yeah. So you get a chance to meet your son. I mean, to visit your son while you're here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mike Lindell, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
The website is mypillow.com. Go out and check it out. When you order one, put in LA Talk Radio as the code, and you're going to get 25% off. I'm really looking forward to this. And not only that, but once I experience this, I'm going to talk about it here and see our impressions of it.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And see how it works. Because to me, like I said, I'm with an orthopedic pillow right now, mm-hmm. which has helped my neck tremendously. Mm-hmm. But this is totally a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Totally different. And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Okay, well, Mike, all the best to you. How much longer are you staying here in LA?
I'll be leaving later on today, actually.
Oh, okay.
I actually go from here. I have this coming weekend. I'm on QVC. It's their TS Today Special Value. It's where I'm on 24 hours, and I don't get much sleep. But when I do, it's going to be quality. And then and then I go from there to New York, and I'm on IMUS on Fox News across the country.
Very cool. Well, we're very flattered that you came here.
Thank you.
And talked about this and everything. And now I can say every time I look at the at USA Today and I'll see the ad, I'll go, see, I know this guy.
Yeah.
And thanks for the pillows you brought for us. It's very
generous
of you.
Enjoy.
Okay, and Charlotte, that's it.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.